Welcome to episode 1362 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. God does not simply say, rest. God says,
remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
This single word, remember, changes everything. It is not a casual command. It is not a suggestion. It is a covenant word, the kind of word God uses to call people back to faithfulness, to call them back from drift, to call them back from forgetting. Why would God use the word remember if the Sabbath were something new, something the people had never practiced? Why not simply command, keep the Sabbath? Why the word remember? Because remembering implies continuity, implies that this is not a new invention, but a return to something ancient. Implies that the Sabbath is woven into the very fabric of creation, and the people are being called to remember what they may have forgotten. To understand what remember means, we have to go back further than Mount Sinai. We have to go back to the very beginning.
Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done.
God sanctifies the seventh day at creation. There is no nation yet, no ethnic boundary, no law code. There is simply God creating, working for 6 days, and then resting on the seventh day. And God blesses that day, makes it holy. Not because of anything Israel will do, not because of anything humans will do, but because God rested on it. The Sabbath is not arbitrary law imposed from outside. The Sabbath is creational design written into the fabric of reality itself. It is not something God invented at Sinai. It is something God established at the beginning of time. This is why God says, remember. He is calling Israel back to something that has always been true, calling them back to the rhythm that was established when creation itself was established. But there is something else important here. God does not say, take a day of rest. He does not say, choose a day to rest. Or, any day will do, as long as you rest. God is explicit.
The seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord.
The number matters. The specificity matters. It is not just rest. It is rest on the seventh day. Rest on a day appointed by God, measured by a rhythm that God established. And this specificity is not incidental. It is essential. Listen to the full command.
6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns.
The rhythm is explicit. 6 days of work, 1 day of rest, the seventh day. Not the first, not the fifth, not whichever day seems convenient. The seventh day. Why does this specificity matter? Why not allow flexibility? Why insist on the seventh day specifically? Because when the day is appointed by God, obedience becomes something different than preference. When you choose the day, you remain in control. You decide when you will rest, based on your own convenience, your own schedule, your own needs. But when God appoints the day, you respond in trust. You learn to trust God knows what you need. You learn to surrender your schedule to God's rhythm. Throughout Scripture, the pattern is consistent. When people forget, they drift. When they remember, they return. Listen to what happens in Nehemiah.
In those days I saw people in Judah treading wine presses on the Sabbath and bringing in grain and loading it on donkeys together with wine, grapes, figs, and all other kinds of produce. And they were bringing all this into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day.
The Sabbath has not been abolished. The people have simply forgotten it. Commerce has gradually crept back. The markets are open. Work continues. It happened slowly, almost imperceptibly. But it happened because people stopped remembering. And the prophets repeatedly call the people back.
If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, then you will find your joy in the Lord.
The command is not rest whenever you feel like it. The command is remember the Sabbath day. The command calls people back from drift, back to specificity, back to the appointed rhythm. This is what remembering does. Remembering guards against revision, prevents the slow erosion of sacred practice. Keeps you anchored when the world presses in with its own demands. Our modern world tells us that time is fungible. It is all the same. Monday is like Tuesday, which is like Wednesday, which is like Saturday. Time is a commodity to be used, managed, optimized. If you cannot rest on Saturday, you can rest on Sunday. If you cannot rest on Sunday, you can rest on Monday. It is all the same. But Scripture does not accept this logic. Scripture insists sacred time is not interchangeable. The seventh day is not just another day. It is the day God blessed and made holy. It is the day God rested on. It is the day that bears God's fingerprint. To treat all days as the same is to deny creation has a rhythm. To deny God established a pattern. To assert human convenience is more important than creational design. But when you remember the seventh day, when you honor it specifically, you are declaring something. That you believe in a creator who established rhythms. That you trust God's design more than your own preferences. That some time is sacred and set apart. Some people wonder whether Jesus abolished the Sabbath. After all, Jesus healed on the Sabbath. Jesus allowed his disciples to pick grain on the Sabbath. Surely this means the Sabbath is no longer binding. But listen to what Jesus actually says.
The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.
Jesus defends the Sabbath, claims lordship over it. He does not say the Sabbath is abolished. He says the Sabbath is for human flourishing, not for human oppression. He removes the burdens that have been placed on it, but he does not remove the day itself. Jesus restores the Sabbath to its true purpose. He does not dismiss sacred time as irrelevant. Some Christians argue that because the calendar has been revised multiple times throughout history, we can no longer be certain which day corresponds to the biblical Sabbath. It is true that calendar systems have undergone adjustments. However, those revisions have altered the numbering of dates within months, not the continuous sequence of the seven-day week itself. The most recent notable revision took place in 1582 under Pope Gregory XIII. In order to correct accumulated inaccuracies in the Julian calendar, it was decreed that Thursday, October 4th, would be immediately followed by Friday, October 15th. 10 calendar dates were omitted, yet the weekly cycle remained uninterrupted. The order of weekdays continued exactly as before. In addition, Jewish communities have observed the Sabbath on the seventh day for millennia, across continents and cultures. While individuals occasionally wake up and momentarily lose track of what day it is, it strains credibility to imagine that an entire people dispersed throughout the world could simultaneously lose track of the weekly cycle. The continuity of Sabbath observance across generations suggests that the sequence of the seven-day week has been consistently preserved. In our age, time is the most contested resource. Every institution, work, school, entertainment, social media, competes for our time. The pressure to be productive, available, constantly engaged, is relentless. When God says, "Remember the Sabbath day," God is calling us to something countercultural. God is calling us to intentional rhythm. Not rest when we can squeeze it in, but rest on a specific, appointed day. Obedient trust. Not rest because we have decided we need it, but rest because God commands it and God knows what we need. Communal alignment. The command includes everyone. Us, our family, servants, even our animals. Sacred time creates shared belonging. Resistance to drift. The word remember is a guardrail. It protects us from the slow erosion of sacred practice. Reverence for God's design. When we observe the seventh day, we are honoring the rhythm God established at creation. We are bearing witness the Creator still reigns. Are you remembering the Sabbath, or merely resting when convenient? Are you honoring the seventh day specifically, or treating all days as interchangeable? The fourth commandment teaches something profound. Time belongs to God. Rest is covenant trust. Rhythm forms identity. When you remember the Sabbath, when you honor the seventh day specifically, you are doing more than resting. You are bearing witness to the Creator, declaring you trust God's design. You are resisting the pressure to treat all time as the same. You are joining a community that has remembered across centuries. Remembering the Sabbath is not merely about resting. It is about honoring the specific rhythm God established, resisting the slow drift of convenience, and bearing witness through time itself that the Creator still reigns. Father, help us understand the power of the word remember. Help us recover the seventh day not as a convenience, but as a sacred rhythm established at creation. Help us resist the drift that gradually erodes sacred practice. Help us honor the day you appointed, not the day we choose. Help us show our children and our neighbors that time belongs to you, not to the world's demands. Help us become a people shaped by remembrance, formed by sacred rhythm, bearing witness through time itself that you are God. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,